Chairman, Mr. Chairman, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union. The candidate countries, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Montenegro and Albania, the country of the stabilization and association process and potential candidate, Bosnia and Herzegovina, as well as Ukraine, the Republic of Moldova and Georgia aligned themselves with this statement. Mr. Chairman, the world continues to face major proliferation threats to international peace and security. They must be addressed in a resolute way in order to maintain the credibility and effectiveness of the NPT regime. The threatening and provocative actions of the DPRK confirm the urgent need to further strengthen the NPT and the CTBT. It is the firm stance of the EU that the DPRK cannot have the status of a nuclear weapon state in accordance with the NPT. The EU welcomes the UN Security Council's active engagement and calls on all states to fully and effectively implement its sanctions. While the EU welcomes high-level talks between the Republic of Korea and the DPRK and regards the announcement of a summit between the US and the DPRK as a positive development to ease tensions in the Korean Peninsula, the DPRK must take concrete steps to enter into negotiations on denuclearization and refrain from testing nuclear weapons or missiles. While it will be encouraging if the DPRK fulfills its recent commitments regarding testing, the international community must keep up maximum pressure on the DPRK until it embarks on a credible path towards complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. The best proof of the credibility of the DPRK's recent statement would be the signature and the ratification of the CTBT. The EU deeply regrets that despite the resolution of the Board of Governors of the IAEA in 2011, the Syrian pledge to respond positively and without delay to the agency's request to resolve all outstanding questions, Syria has yet to provide the necessary cooperation. The EU continues to strongly support the outcome of the 2010 NPT Review Conference on the Middle East and reaffirms its full support for the establishment of a zone free of weapons of mass destruction and their delivery systems in the Middle East. We regret that it has not been possible so far to convene a conference on the establishment of such a zone. The EU calls on all states in the region to urgently and proactively engage with the co-conveners and each other, with the aim of enabling the conference to be convened as soon as possible on the basis of arrangements freely arrived at between all states of the region. Mr. Chairman, the European Union recognizes the importance of effective export controls in accordance with Article 3 of the NPT. In this context, we invite to adhere to the guidelines of the Tsangeh Committee, the Nuclear Suppliers Group, the Wassenaar Arrangement, and the Missile Technology Control Regime, and support the full participation of all EU member states therein. The EU is seriously concerned by the proliferation of missile technology. The development, testing, or use of ballistic missiles is clearly a destabilizing factor in various regions of the world. We are deeply concerned by the tests conducted by the DPRK in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. We also reaffirm our concern with Iran's ballistic missile launches, which are inconsistent with UN Security Council Resolution 2231. Moreover, the EU continues to provide political and financial support to the Hague Code of Conduct to promote its universality. The IAEA system of safeguards is a fundamental component of the nuclear non-proliferation regime and plays an indispensable role in the implementation of the NPT. The EU considers the comprehensive safeguard agreement, complemented by additional protocols, to be the current IAEA verification standard based on Article 3 of the NPT. The EU supports the development and application of the state-level concept of the IAEA safeguard system. The European Commission and EU member states, through their support programs, continue to provide expert and technical support to IAEA safeguards. The close cooperation between the Euratom safeguard system and the IAEA contributes to the effective and efficient implementation of safeguards and allows EU member states to demonstrate continuing respect for their international non-proliferation obligations. The JCPOA, agreed by the E3s, EU plus three and Iran, is an important non-proliferation instrument and a successful multilateral endeavor endorsed by UN Security Council Resolution 2231. The EU has continued its key role in the deal, including through the EU High Representative, Federica Mogherini, who is the coordinator of the Joint Commission, and through the participation of France, Germany, and the UK in the GCPOA Joint Commission. The EU underlines that the IEA has, since implementation day, continuously monitored and verified and regularly reported on Iran's implementation of all its nuclear-related commitments. While welcoming the ongoing implementation, the EU reiterates the need for Iran to continue abiding strictly by all its nuclear-related commitments. The early ratification by Iran of the additional protocol is essential. Mr. Chairman, we remain greatly concerned by the threat of terrorism and the risk that terrorists may acquire, traffic, or use nuclear or radioactive materials. The IEA has a central role in coordinating the global efforts and strengthening the international nuclear security architecture for the peaceful uses of nuclear and other radioactive material. We call on all states to accede to the amended CPPNM as well as to the International Convention for the Suppression of Acts of Nuclear Terrorism, another key legal instrument. Together with the bilateral contributions from its member states, the European Union is among the largest donors of the IEA Nuclear Security Fund. EU funding to the IEA has helped the agency to assist countries to upgrade and ensure the physical protection of selected facilities, improve their national regulatory infrastructure, and the safety and security of radioactive material. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, the European Union stresses the importance of the mentioned non-proliferation aspects and would like to see them reflected in the outcome documents resulting from this review cycle. We will fully support the chairs of the NPT Preparatory Committee in order to ensure a successful review cycle. Mr. Chairman, this has been a shortened version of the European Union's official statement, which is available on the paper spot for the convenience of all delegates. I thank you for your attention.